Hi, I'm Noemi Ortiz, and in this podcast, I'm going to talk about Alexander Hamilton, who was an American politician. Hamilton was born in 1757 on the Caribbean island of Nevis. His father, Scottish merchant James Hamilton, and his mother, Rachel Fawcett Lavin, did not marry. Rachel was still married to another man at the time of Hamilton's birth, but had left her husband after he spent much of his family's fortune and imprisoned her for adultery. Hamilton's father left the family in 1766 and his mother died 2 years later. Hired as an employee at a trading company on Steam Croix when he was only 7, Hamilton gained further attention after publishing an eloquent letter describing a hurricane that struck the island in 1772. Locals helped raise money to send him to the United States to study, and he arrived in New York in late 1772, just as the colonies were preparing for a war of independence from Britain. He was a young lawyer from New York when the War of Independence of the 13 British colonies of North America broke out 1775-1783. In the 1777, he became secretary to George Washington, commander-in-chief of the insurgent army. During the first years of the new country's life, Hamilton, along with James Madison, led the Federalist political current, which favored a stronger union of the 13 Confederate states to form a single nation, coupled of an expansive process, both territorially and economically. Having ratified the Constitution and elected George Washington as first president, Hamilton was appointed Secretary of the Treasury 1789-1795. Was responsibility for guiding the economic and financial policy of the United States. He created a national currency, the dollar, a federal bank and an effective tax administration, improved the credit of the new state in international markets, and it oriented the commercial policy in a strong protectionist direction, establishing the future development of the Industrial Revolution in the country on the reserve of the internal market for the national producers. Hamilton ruled consciously in favor of the capitalist elite. He trusted to grow the country using expeditious methods against the popular masses and against his political opponents, which gave rise to the term Federalist Terror. To describe this period, for example, having a law passed in 1798 prohibiting any criticism of the government. Alexander Hamilton is seen by the current Republican Party as its ideological root, just as Democrats recognize themselves as different from his. Hamilton's open and polarizing political style and shameful sex scandal limited his later career prospects, and in 1804 he was killed in a duel by Aaron Burr, another lifelong political enemy. That was it. I hope you liked it and helped with something this information about Alexander Hamilton. Let me change and out.